All right, everybody, good afternoon. Today is December the 3rd, 2025, and it's right now 2:22 p.m. And this is the OFL William S. Hart Incorporated Board of Directors special meeting. And Susan, who else is on the line today?
Thank you, Harold. On the line for board members, we have Harold Eggard and Peter Russell. And for staff on call, we have myself, Susan Fisher, Janelle Lee, Nalani Santos, Alex Salazar, Candace Bardner, Ileana Kyriakos, Melissa Bauer, Michael Ionescio, Stephanie Gray, Yelena Shapiro, and Zach Hillowort. Is there anyone I missed? All right, we are going to announce teleconference locations and please stay present once I read your location. The first location is 27616 Newhall Ranch Road.
Present.
Thank you. Next is 18824 Soledad Canyon Road.
Present.
Thank you. Next is 900 North Norma Street.
Present.
Thank you. And last is 320 North Halsted Street. Present. Back to you, Harold.
All right, thank you. All right, let's go on to public comment. Members of the public may address the board at regular meetings on agenda or non-agenda items that are within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board and at special meetings on agenda items only by using the call-in information set forth above. Speakers may be called in the order that requests are received or grouped by subject area. We ask that comments are limited to 2 minutes with no more than 15 minutes per single topic so that as many people as possible may be heard. By law, the board is allowed to take action only on items on the agenda. The board may, at its discretion, refer a matter to the school staff or calendar the issue for future discussion. At this time, are there any members of the public on the line right now for the OFL William S. Hart special meeting? All right, hearing none, we can go ahead and move on. All right, going on to item 4A, the consent agenda. All items listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. Peter, did you get a chance to read items 4A1 through A7?
I did.
All right. Can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda, please?
Peter Russell, so moved.
I second. Peter has moved. I have seconded. Can I get a roll call vote, Peter?
Aye.
I also vote aye. The consent agenda, item 4A is approved. Thanks. All right, moving on to item B1, the information items, OFL William S. Hart Charter Update. Stephanie.
Hi, good afternoon, board members. I have the William S. Hart Incorporated charter update for you. Our charter statistics for enrollment are the Canyon Country Center with 108 students, the Santa Clarita Center with 98 students, and our online program with 3 students for a total enrollment of 209 students. For academics, the William S. Hart Charter is preparing for the spring semester and will have achievement chats in December. This is where school staff, students, and parents engage in academic strategic planning, which will include fall semester progress and challenges, needed academic and social emotional support, post-secondary goals and planning, graduation pace discussions, spring semester classes, and upcoming state testing, to name a few of the topics. The charter is hosting its annual College and Career Week, and this is where students have the opportunity to visit the local community college, learn about college entry requirements. They get support with completing their college applications and applying for financial aid. Students will also be able to explore various career options to help them plan an appropriate educational path to meet their career goals. For our Pathways trips, the William S. Hart Charter We'll end the fall semester with a Southern California college tour. Students will have the opportunity to learn about college life and explore the various types of colleges they can attend, including a community college, a CSU campus, a UC campus, and a private university campus. Lots of exciting trips are planned for the spring semester, including Black History and Culture, Blackbird Farm, American Music Journey, and Japan. For our educational partner engagement, each center in the William S. Hart Charter hosted a Pastries with Parents event in the hopes of increasing parent involvement and recruiting for our PAC and DLAC. We are very pleased with the turnout in each center, and many of those parents expressed interest in becoming more involved with the school. And just an update on that, we had our first PAC meeting and we had 10 parents attend, which is unheard of for us. That is the most parents we've ever had. So the Pastries with Parents was very successful and we're very happy. Each center also hosted a successful back to school night in October with food trucks, event promotions, games, and teacher check-ins. Student Council hosted a Halloween Spirit Week with a fun student celebration on October 30th. And they are planning events focused on gratitude and community service. This was in November. and will be providing Thanksgiving dinner and necessities to a family in need. And students have begun planning events for the month of December. Can I answer any questions for anyone?
None here.
Not here.
Great.
Sounds real good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Moving on to item B2, the OFL William S. Hart Priority 1 Local Indicator Update 2023-2024 Teaching Assignment Monitoring Outcomes by Full-Time Equivalency. Stephanie.
Yes, good afternoon again. The purpose of this information item is for the board to receive the William S. Hart Priority 1 Local Indicator Update for the 22 for the 23-24 Teaching Assignment Monitoring Outcomes by Full-Time Equivalency. The CDE recently released the 23-24 Teaching Assignment Monitoring Outcomes, or TAMO, by full-time equivalency, also known as FTE, a data report on DataQuest, September of 2025. The CDE will report the 23-24 TAMO data for each LEA on the 2025 California School Dashboard as part of the Priority 1 Local Indicator. Since this information was unavailable during the June board meeting when local indicators were reviewed, LEAs must report the 23-24 TAMO data at the next available meeting of the governing board. The report provides FTE data for classroom-based teaching assignments reported by LEAs to the CDE through the California Longitudinal Pupil Achievement Data System. The CDE shares this data with the California Commission on Teacher Credentialing for comparison against credential authorization data as part of the annual assignment monitoring process through the California Statewide Assignment Accountability System. This process evaluates whether teachers are authorized to teach their assigned courses based on their statewide educator identification. So, in the table below, you'll see our data compared to the county and the state. In the first column, we have total teaching full-time equivalency, also known as FTE, and this is the teacher-to-student ratio. And currently, our school has a 20.1 ratio. So that's 20.1 students per each teacher. The second column is the clear percentage of teaching FTE, and this has to do with the credentials that the teachers hold. And since we are an independent study charter school, this number is low every year. There is a independent study charter school law that does give us an exemption for this because our independent study teachers hold a single subject credential, but the students on their caseload are working on all the subjects they need to graduate. And so they're technically teaching outside of their credential. But the state still holds us to the same standard as all other schools. So that's why we're always below the county and the state. Can I answer any questions for anyone?
No, that makes sense. Thank you. All
Great, thank you.
right, moving on to item B3, the OFL William S. Hart Financial Update. Alex.
Thank you. So this is a financial update for OFL William S. Hart as of August 2025 close. So this is the first financial update for the fiscal year 25-26. So first document in the financial update is SB 740 report for the school. And at this time, projected P2 ADA was 1,289.35. Based upon that ADA projection, revenue has been forecasted for the year to be $20,416,534. Moving on to expenses. First, you have the certificate salaries and benefits subtotal at $9,102,510, or 44.58% of revenue. Just below that is the instruction related services, which includes the certificate salaries and benefits just above, coming in at $16,771,476, or 82.15% of revenue. Next two subtotals are your non-instructional expenses, so they do not count towards the non-instructional or non-classroom based instruction spending requirements. First, you have the operation facilities at $817,323, and then the administration all activities at $1,251,620. Below that, highlighted in orange, is the gap excess revenue for the school. And as of this close, the excess revenue for OFL William S. Hart is projected to be $1,576,115, or a 7.72 excess revenue percentage on the year. On the next page are the need to spend calculations for the school. So as of this close, the school does not have a need to spend. It's meeting and exceeding its required spending for certificate salaries and benefits by $884,855. And then for instruction related services, it's also meeting the requirement as well as exceeding it by $529,809. So excess revenue indicated on the previous page is the same at $1,576,115. Are there any questions before we proceed?
No, not here.
Next page is a new version of the income statement. So we worked on a new format for the schools. So for our school leadership, as well as the superintendent and the school board. So pretty much the same. You have your total revenue and your payroll, but then after that, there's groupings of the ledger accounts by pretty much how their use of group together. So you have your facilities, total utilities and taxes, IT service fees, as well as staff programs and student expenses. The ask was, and the result were to one, focus more of the ledger accounts closer together when they relate. Also, to look at the various ledger accounts and spend categories and determine which ones are most important and some that are being used that we could potentially eliminate. So this is a new version of the income statement. All this information is rolled up into the SB 740 report that we just reviewed. So are there any questions?
Is that new version, is that any more difficult or is it easier?
I think it's easier for everyone, especially for school leadership. There's certain accounts that they have control over, certain accounts that they do not have control over, but at least with the previous formats, you had accounts that were starting up in the 6,000s, the non-payroll expenses, and then they had accounts that related later just by the numeration of the accounts. So now you have them closer together. I think it's better to focus. You could see, especially when you have something like your utilities all grouped together, I think it's better visually. So, for me, looking at all these line items, they always look the same. But I think that might be something for school leadership. And the feedback we received so far is that it was positive. They do think it's a good format now.
That's good. Great.
The next document is the variance analysis report. So what we do take is that income statement on the previous page. And then we take 1% of your year-to-date total expenses. In this case, the threshold would have been $57,624. Any year-to-date actuals to budget that's in excess of that would be highlighted here. And in this case, there's nothing to report. Everything's in line with budget. So maybe on the next page, but so far it appears to be that the budget is pretty accurate to date. So the next document is the balance sheet. So as of this close, OFL Williams Hart had total assets of $33,348,156, total liabilities of $6,942,509, total net assets of $26,405,647. School's very financially healthy and stable. Last document in this financial update is the cash forecast. So as of August 2025, OFL Williams Hart had $14,949,711 cash in bank. At the end of the current fiscal year, it's anticipated to have $15,872,855 cash in bank. The one restricted fund that it is using this year or plans to use at this time when of this close is the Prop 28 Arts and Music in Schools. And the school has exhausted its Prop 28 funds year on year. So I anticipate that this will also follow the same. So, and that is the financial update. Are there any questions?
None here. Thank you.
No questions. Thank you very much.
No.
All right, moving on to action items. Item C1, the OFL William S. Hart unaudited actuals financial report for fiscal year 2024-2025. Alex.
Okay, we're asking the board to review and consider approval of the 24-25 unaudited actuals report. So this is a report that is prepared by myself and also reviewed and certified by Principal Elena Shapiro. The difference between other reports that are prepared throughout the year and sent to the district for oversight and review is that this one actually passes from the district to the County Office of Education and then to the California Department of Education. So this is based upon the soft close of fiscal year 24-25. We are in the final stages of the audit, which is due December 15th. So the numbers that are presented here are not final, but they should be pretty close to final. So we can walk right through it. First page is your certification page. This was certified by our principal, Elena Shapiro. And as stated, it went on to the William S. Hart Unified School District and then the County Office of Education. So the total revenues for last year for the school, $23,610,178. Then it goes into certificated, non-certificated employee benefits, books and supplies, and services and operating agreements split between restricted and non-restricted. Total expenses for the year were $22,048,516, which resulted in excess revenue for last year of $1,561,662. So, total ending fund balance for the school is $13,187,788. So school once again ended the year very financially strong. So, and then it moves into a balance sheet of summary of assets and liabilities. So as stated, this was sent to the district and it was passed on to LACO without any review notes. So everything was positive on their end too. So,
Wonderful.
are there any questions?
None here.
None here.
Okay. Would you like me to propose a motion?
Yes, please.
Motion to approve the OFL William S. Hart unaudited actuals financial report for fiscal year 2024-2025.
Peter Russell, so moved.
All right, I second. Peter has moved. I have seconded. Can I get a roll call vote? Peter.
Aye.
I also vote aye. Item C1, the OFL unaudited, an OFL William S. Hart unaudited actuals for 2024-2025 are approved. Thanks again, Alex. All right, moving on to item C2, the OFL William S. Hart approval of the invoice of the 2025 extended school year costs with William S. Hart Union High School Union District.
Good
Candace.
afternoon, board members. I hope you're doing well and had a fabulous Thanksgiving. In front of you, for your review and consideration for approval and/or ratification, is the invoice for the 2025 extended school year costs with the William S. Hart Union High School School District. I'm incredibly proud of the work that our team went into to get this program in partnership with the district. It's a wonderful agreement that we have to support the students in the Santa Clarita Valley. It's a wonderful partnership that strengthens our relationship with our authorizer. This year, the extended school year cost for the district program is in the amount of $1,839,686. I'm going to say that again.
Ouch.
$686.68, which was due on October 31st, 2025. This year, the district program covered 3,625 students for the duration of 20 days. And there's a $420 per student fee that we pay back to the district for the costs associated with serving those students. And that's where that total $1.8 million comes from. The invoice included total student fees, total actual support costs, and the credit enrichment liaison costs. Is there any questions I can answer about the invoice?
None here.
None here.
Would you
Very
like me to
good.
propose a motion?
Yes, please.
A motion to ratify the OFL William S. Hart approval of the invoice of the 2025 extended school year costs with William S. Hart Union High School District.
So moved. Can I get a second?
Peter Russell, I second.
I have moved. Peter has seconded. Can I get a roll call vote? Peter.
Aye.
I also vote aye. Item C. Two, the OFL William S. Hart approval of the invoice of the 2025 extended year with William S. Hart Union High School is approved. Thank you. All right, moving on to item C3, the OFL William S. Hart health insurance for fiscal year 2026-2027. Liliana.
Good afternoon, everyone. So sad that I'm not there in person, but I'm there in spirit.
All right.
Item C3 is the OFL William S. Hart Health Insurance Agreement for the 2026-2027 fiscal year. The purpose of this item is for the board to review and consider approval to the for the OFL William S. Hart to participate in the NINDOT Education Solutions Group Insurance Agreement. This agreement outlines the medical, dental, and vision benefits that are available to all eligible employees for the upcoming plan year. Per the OFL William S. Hart fiscal policy and procedures, any annual renewal of health insurance that exceeds a 25% increase must come to the board for approval. The total renewal increase for the 2026 to 2027 plan is 28.53%. The contract term is March 1st, 2026 through February 28th, 2027. The estimated annual fiscal impact is an increase of $227,306.86. This number can vary throughout the policy period based on staffing levels and employee enrollment elections. Both NINDOT Education Solutions and myself recommend approval. Do we have any questions?
Yeah, what is the normal percentage of increase year by year? Or
It has been increasing year by year, and network wide, it went up by like 20%. And so William S. Hart is a little bit higher than what I would think normal. And then just so you guys know too, we're talking about Kaiser, Anthem, all of the vision insurance, and all of their insurance is increasing. And so as they increase, as more claims happen, as they increase, then we have to increase as well. Now, I will tell you this though, this increase is based on if everybody stays on the same exact plan. And so, an example would be if I have Kaiser and I want to move to Anthem because it's cheaper or I like it better for the next year, then you'll see that that percentage decrease or increase. It all depends. This is all based if everybody who has insurance through the company continues with the same exact plan.
okay. Got it. Thank you.
Would you like me to propose a motion?
Sure.
Yes, please.
Thank you, Harold. I motion to approve OFL William S. Hart to participate in the NineDot Education Solutions Group Insurance Agreement for the 2026 to 2027 plan year.
Peter Russell, so moved.
And I second. Can I get, I'm sorry. Peter has moved and I have seconded. I get a roll call vote. Peter?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Item C3, the OFL William S. Hart Health Insurance for fiscal year 2026-2027 is approved. Thank you. All right, moving on to the adjournment phase. Before you do adjourn, though, let everybody know that the next board meeting is scheduled for January 21st, 2026, which is right around the corner at 3 o'clock p.m. And are there any comments before we close, Peter?
None here.
Okay, very good. Can I get a motion to adjourn then?
Peter Russell, so moved.
I second. Peter has moved. I have seconded. Can I get a roll call vote, Peter?
Aye.
I also vote aye. The meeting is adjourned at 2:48 p.m. Thank you, everybody, for coming on.
Thank you all.
Happy holidays.